For the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a good thing to begin our first Friday of the new school year with a review of something we should all know, but probably very few of us do, unfortunately, including those who are much more older in the faith. Do you know what the six precepts of the church are? The six precepts of the church. Does anybody know what they are? The six precepts. These is what the church has given us to be able to understand how we are to fulfill the first three commandments, which deal with our relationship between us and God. The rest of the commandments deal with us and everybody else here on earth. What are the six precepts of the church? Do you know? We need to study them, right? The six precepts of the church. These precepts begin with one, that we are to assist at Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation. If not, we fail into mortal sin. The second one is that we are to confess all of our sins at least once a year. At least once a year. The third is that we are to receive Holy Communion at least once a year during the Easter season, pending we've already gone to confession or in a state of grace. I'll skip to the fourth one right now. The fourth one is that we should observe the fifth one, we should observe the laws of fasting in accordance with the church, which she gives us. The sixth one is to observe the laws requiring marriage. There it is. And the fourth one is, oh man, did I forget the fourth one right now? It'll come to me in just a moment, but I'll get it to you. Those are the laws of the church. Those are the six precepts of the church that we have to be able to follow if we're going to fulfill the fullness of the commandments which our Lord has given us. And so I want to dwell upon the fifth one there, which says that we're to fast on days that are prescribed. The only days that are prescribed that we have to fast and abstain are the Fridays during Lent, Ash Wednesday, and Good Friday, which is a Friday during Lent as well. So those are the days. But every single Friday, the church has always held that it is a day of fasting. Do you fast every Friday? Because if you don't, then we're violating what Jesus says right here. He says, when the bridegroom, when he himself is taken away, that then they'll fast. But when they're present, there's no need to fast because they're just learning grace from God and being converted by being in his presence. But when God is taken from us, we're no longer able to have that direct contact with God in the same way. And so we tame our passions in a different way. Do you know what we do every single Friday as Catholics? What do? We all do the same fast. What's that fast? Maybe you're not observing it. That's why you don't know. That's right. We abstain from meat. Abstain from flesh of beast and fowl on Fridays. Why do we abstain from flesh of beast and fowl on Fridays? It's because our Lord's flesh was torn on Fridays. And so we say, if my Lord's flesh was torn on a Friday, why should I taste flesh? Rather, I should let that flesh go. And when I'm reminded of the moments when I want to bite into a good hamburger, or when I want to dig into a good chicken sandwich, or when I want to have something that's really tasty, I remember my Lord died sacrificing his own flesh. And so I let that one go and choose something else this day. It's a very small thing to fast from, right? We can have a million things under the sun. But today and on all Fridays, we're charged to fast for meat. So do it. Do it. It's a very easy fast to do. It's annoying, but a lot of things growing in holiness are annoying. But as we read in the second reading the other day, it said, to those who have been trained by it, living a life without any discipline, without any rules, seems like a good time. But in the end, it leads unto death. So it seems like it's a great thing to not have rules for a while. But following those rules, it says, produces a harvest of righteousness and truth to those who have been trained by it. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking to make sure that we end in a way that leads us closer and closer to Christ. So if somebody can come up with that one precept of the church that I'm missing, the fourth precept of the church that I somehow have forgotten, you'll get a prize after Mass if you meet me afterwards and to let me know. But I'm going to quiz you at the very end as to what the fifth precept of the church is, which we just talked about. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.